Welcome to the Real Estate Guys Radio Program. We're in the 16th Annual Investor Summit at Sea with a live studio audience. We've been having the most amazing time. You're going to meet some of the faculty, and this is going to be such a good show today on the Real Estate Guys Radio Program.
Stop for a moment. Why are you listening to this show? Are you dreaming of a bigger, brighter financial future? More personal freedom to live life on your own terms? What if there was just one skill that could make it happen? There is. Sales. Robert Kiyosaki says every entrepreneur must be good at sales. It's true for investors too. Sales is how you attract money, people, and opportunities. Sales is the skill used to negotiate deals and lead your team. Sales skills are essential to success. The good news is, it's a learnable skill. The great news is, we've created a two-day interactive workshop to teach those skills to you. Make plans today to attend How to Win Funds and Influence People, Mastering the Art of Financial Selling. For dates and details, send an email to sales@realestateguysradio.com or visit realestateguysradio.com and look under events. Gain the skills you need to succeed. Email sales@realestateguysradio.com or look under the events tab at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms, and if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits, the beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforest, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys Radio Program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
And we're in the middle of the water with a big studio audience. Right in the middle of the ocean. We're not on a raft. We're on a beautiful cruise ship. It is the 16th Annual Investor Summit at Sea, and we have such an amazing story. It is only day two on the water, and yet it seems like we've been together for a couple weeks. Russell Gray, tell us about it.
Well, we started out this whole thing 2 days on land, and the theme of this year's summit is the future of money and wealth. There's been so much going on in the world with currency and gold and oil and the U.S. dollar and the Fed and new tax code and interest rates and trade wars and tariffs. I mean, there's a lot happening right now. So we felt like it was important to get together for 2 days and share our All-Star Summit faculty with some people who weren't necessarily going to be getting on the ship, but really needed to be exposed to this information. So we had almost 400 people on land, and then we broke down and brought over 230 of them onto the ship. And so it seems like we've been at this for a while, even though this is we're just 1.5 days into the cruise portion of the summit. But it's been outstanding so far. It's been mind-blowing.
It sure has, and we have been blessed with such an amazing faculty that this show is part one of two. We're going to do two shows with many of our faculty members, so over this week and the next week, you'll get to meet them and get just a taste of the Investor Summit and see. And the other thing it allows us to do is when we only do one show on the summit, we really can't spill the beans about next year, because it's always our summiteers, folks that come on the summit, and we made the promise that group number two is going to be from the future of money and wealth. But by next week, we'll give you all the information about the 2019 Investor Summit. So when we come back, you'll meet our faculty on the Real Estate Guys Radio Program.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hans. You're listening to the Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, have more delight and excitement in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guy.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guy's radio program. It is the 16th Annual Investors Summit at Sea with a live studio audience.
Thank you.
More than 30 faculty members this year. It's just been absolutely amazing. Let's welcome back for the fifth time and the third time, Robert and Kim Kiyosaki.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, everybody.
So good to have you guys back. Robert, this you earned your fifth pepper this year, meaning it's your fifth time with us. And then Kim, the third time. A lot has changed since the first time we had you on the summit back in 2012, not only in the world, but with our interpretation of it. What are your big takeaways so far?
Well, it's more important than ever before that I can come on the summit at sea. From Fort Lauderdale to Puerto Rico for many, many reasons, multi-level of reasons. But number one, so much has changed since a few years ago, last year. And you know, like as we speak right now, we're getting ready to go to war. I mean, we have the 7th Fleet and they're going into Syria and all this stuff. And I don't think there's going to be a war, but the question is, what happens if somebody makes a mistake? They push the wrong button. We're at war. Just like that guy in Honolulu who pushed that button and they were sure that Kim Jong-un was firing missiles at Hawaii. So it's not, you know, war's not imminent, but a mistake is. So that's really the reason we need to be here and listen, because everything's going to change rapidly, the next change.
Kim?
Well, you know, one of my big takeaways here has been that we hear a lot online, we read a lot, we study a lot online, all of this, but to be physically together with these experts and this fabulous, fabulous group of individuals. We're talking about the future of money. And some of the experts here, Ed Griffin, Simon Black, Chris Martinson, Adam Taggart. I mean, there's so many experts here, Peter Schiff, to hear their point of view. And they're not all the same points of view. They're different points of view. And we get to hear all points of view. But what's really exciting is to be here physically here is the talks are fantastic, but it's the conversations behind the scenes that happen where a lot of my learning has happened. So it's been a fantastic, fantastic program. But interacting with the people one-on-one, that's priceless.
Kim, every time you come, we always ask you if you would mind doing a breakout with the women. And any ladies that were at that, how was that by applause? Tell us about your women's breakout, the part you can share with the men.
Yes, what stays in that room? Said in that room, stays in that room. One of the greatest things, I asked the group of women, and there were probably about 75, 80 of us, how many of you are financially free? And I want to say half of the room raised their hands. Half of the women here are financially free.
Wow.
And that's a big applause to you, Robert, and to Russell for the work that you're doing with the Real Estate Guys. This group of people here, they're taking this information, our information, your information, from all the experts, and they're putting it into practice, and they're getting amazing results. And you know, so I'm just going to say, the women, we had a lot of young women there, and I don't see age because they were sharing and participating, and then I found out they were under 25. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They're like 40-year-old wisdom there. So it was an extraordinary, powerful group of women, and I just loved it.
This year, like last year, we had our young adults program. It's grown. It's gotten bigger. We have over 30 young adults with us, and they get to come at a reduced rate. Those that can't afford that, there's a scholarship program. Lots of our summiteers have it on their heart to help the young folks, and it's been great. Last night, you guys addressed just the young adults. Robert, tell us what that was like.
That was spiritual. You know, what you guys... What the Real Estate Guys are doing is spiritual. It's spiritual education. It's the importance of what they call Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is when you reach the old guy status like me, it's important we teach the young generation coming up, because our academic system is a corrupt organization right now. As Simon Black says, the number one asset for the U.S. government are student loans. So we're sending kids to school, getting them deeply in debt, many for the rest of their lives. It's especially true if they do not graduate. So that loan travels with them for as long as they live. And they're not going to learn much anyway. You know, when I ask people, what did you learn about money at school? And old guys don't know much. You know, there was a story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. My poor dad, a PhD, you know, University of Chicago, Stanford, University of Northwestern, he knew nothing about money. And that's why it became my study, is what is money? And that's why there's no financial education in school, because, you know, an illiterate populace is easy to deceive. And that's why a lot of people don't like him, but I think President Trump really has popularized fake news, because it's fake. Most of what we see on the news is fake. I knew that in Vietnam. I went to Vietnam twice. It was fake. What we were doing on the ground and what we were doing in the paper were two different things. It's fake. So that's why teaching these younger people right now to
look at the world from a different point of view, they're going into a much tougher world. You know, I think 70% of the baby boomers don't have enough for retirement. That's the fact, Jack. Who's going to pay for that? And who's going to pay for Social Security and Medicare when they're bankrupt? And what about the California pension system, CalPERS, $1.2 trillion underwater? So these young people are sitting there. They're not stupid. You know, they're connected on the web today, and they don't like fake news. In fact, they don't go to the news. So the spiritual thing, just talking to them straight, and most of them liked what I said, not because I was good news, but they hear it straight. And I think it's time we teach our young people about money. Of course, the criminal academic system will never do that. So that's why it was very important what you guys are doing for the young people. And I hope next year, and I intend next year, there'll be more of them here. So thank you.
Us too. We're going to spread the word. We've got amazing young folks that are, they're not only excited, but they're scared, like we all should be, because the future is coming. It's not the world we've known. Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart make their statement, and I think we can all agree to this. The next 20 years will not look like the last 20 years. But that's not a real reason to panic. That's just a reason to be prepared. And you always talk, Robert, about different perspectives and the three sides of the coin.
Right. Three sides of the coin comes from the generalized principle. Unity is plural. Unity is plural. Minimum two. So in schools, we say there's right answers and wrong answers. Well, they don't follow that generalized principle. A generalized principle is a principle true in all cases. A generalized principle is God's principle. So there's no such thing as right and wrong. You see, when you live in this world of right and wrong, it gives you the right to kill somebody because you disagree with them. You're wrong, I'm right. And many of the so-called smart people today live in this world of right and wrong. And as Bucky Fuller says, when you play right and wrong, you play God. And so the three sides of a coin is to be able to stand on the edge of the coin and see both sides, because both sides are important. Like, you know, Russell always says, for every problem is an opportunity. But most kids today, all they can see is the problem. They've not been trained to see the opportunity. Plus, they don't have the skills to take advantage of that opportunity because they've been trained to be employees. You know, go to school and get a job. And that was my poor dad. When he lost his job, he couldn't recover. When Kim's father lost his job, he couldn't recover either. So we've got to teach kids the other side of the coin to see the problems as opportunities to solve the problem. And that's all Kim and I did was we have no financial education. And somebody said, well, who's going to do something about it? I said, well, because it's us. You know, other things I'd rather do, but taking on the school system has not been pleasant.
You know, we've often said that, you know, what they teach you in school is actually opposite of what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur and an investor. And one of the things that they teach you in school is there's only one right answer.
And
don't make mistakes. But we know as entrepreneurs, we know as business people, we know as investors, there's many right answers. And don't make mistakes. The only way we learn is by making mistakes.
And how about, you know, cheating is asking for help on a test.
Do it by yourself.
You know, and then the reality is I'm cheating constantly. I have accountants, attorneys, bookkeepers, you know, doctors, lawyers. I'm asking for help constantly. And my poor dad, PhD, poor, helpless, and desperate, he tried to solve his money problems on his own. That's why he was poor. So when I hear somebody say, well, I do my own books, that's a poor person. You should hire a bookkeeper because money is a very emotional subject.
Money is also very easy to lie to yourself about.
Yeah.
And a bookkeeper will keep you accountable. When we were struggling, we had more income going out than was coming in. It wasn't pleasant to go look at those numbers twice a month and see, oh my God, we are really not in good shape. But by getting honest and seeing what was really there, then we could correct it, then we could grow it.
And so please understand that I cheat. Kim and I cheat. We have a team. So the bookkeeper takes our numbers, processes them, gives them to our accountant, who's got to have them for taxes, and then gives them to our attorney, and then gives it to our banker. So when our banker sees we have full audited financials with bookkeepers signed off by professionals, he trusts us more. She trusts us more. So every time a lot of my friends, oh, my wife does my books. So, well, that's why you're in trouble. Or my husband does all the books. Because you'll lie to yourself. Money is an emotional subject. So hire professionals, a bookkeeper, professional accountants, professional attorneys, and professional bankers. That's how you get rich. But in school, that's cheating.
Speaking of that, we had a member of your team who's been with us many times. Very hard time to get your CPA to be here. But the Rich Dad Advisor, Tom Wheelwright, came out and talked about some of the changes with the tax law, but also just to get us thinking a little different about taxes. Can you speak to that, Kim?
Well, this was kind of funny because I probably talked to Tom Wheelwright twice a week. And he's on stage doing his presentation, and I'm like, well, he didn't tell me that. Oh, I didn't know that. He was talking about the new tax laws that were coming down. I'm like, I didn't know that. Oh, my God, I didn't know that either. And so I went up to him afterwards. I'm like, Tom, I didn't know this. He goes, well, it's been, you know, we've been busy. And I'm like, but because of that, now we can do this, and we can do this, and we can do this. And so one of the things, one of my other big takeaways here is that we come to get new ideas. And we come to get new thinking, new thoughts, new ideas that we can take back and implement into our business and into our lives. And I think, actually, there's a book called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. And he says one of the four keys to happiness is travel the world and looking for new ideas. And so that's what a big takeaway is. Both Robert and I will be taking a lot of ideas and bringing them back to our company and bringing them back to our investing and bringing them back to our personal lives.
And what's funny about Tom makes it very simple. He's one of the smartest accountants, probably the smartest I've ever met. That's how we pay no taxes legally. But you can't do that if you went to school and got a job. And what he talks about, for those of you see my cash flow quadrant, E, S, B, and I. E is employee, S stands for small business, self-employed. B stands for big business, and I stands for investor. On the left side of the quadrant, E's and S's, the tax laws are still screwing them. Trump taxes still screw E's and S's. But the B's and I's, the rich guys, real estate guys, Trump's a real estate guy, and some of them hate him, but he is a real estate guy. That's why he makes a lot of money and pays no taxes legally. What Tom did for the class here, which you can't get anywhere else, he talks about how Trump's tax law still screws the employee. In other words, they said, oh, we gave you all employees, you got a tax rate deduction, but it's temporary. But to make it harder to get those deductions, we took some deductions away. That's permanent. I mean, if you don't get the humor in that, you're not understanding it. To go to school and get a job, you're still going to get screwed, tax-wise. And then for the S's, the small business guys, oh, good news, you pay a less tax break, but they took something else away from them. That's permanent. And all the tax advantages, the big businesses like Kim and I and the professional investor, the real estate investors and those guys, our changes are permanent. And so the E's and S's, you just got screwed again.
Here's the thing about study. Things change, and we have the biggest sweeping tax changes in the U.S. we've seen in some time, so we have to get prepared. So the future is important. But let's go back a little bit, because last night we had a celebration. Last night we were together celebrating the 21st birthday of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. How about that? What about that? 21 years ago, Rich Dad, Poor Dad's come out, millions and millions of copies in dozens of languages all around the world, single best-selling personal finance book ever, 21 years old.
Yeah, thank you, Anna, because the real estate guys were the first guys to ever interview myself about the book. But the 21 years, Amazon just opened bookstores after they kicked a lot of bookstores out of business. So Amazon just opened their own bookstores, and their personal finance section is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And the guy endorsing it is that guy Chip from,
Fixer Upper. Chip Gaines.
Chip Gaines. And so it's still going strong because it's more real today than it was 21 years ago. 21 years ago, I said, your house is not an asset. And everybody just booed me. And then the stock, 2008 crash came, and they found out the hard way their house is not an asset. Then I said, savers are losers, and guess what? Savers, they have negative interest rates today. Smell the coffee, sports fans. That means you're paying money to put it in the bank. On top of that, they're printing money. So why would you save that garbage? The U.S. dollar is fake. It's counterfeit. And then I said the rich don't work for money, and what the rich work for are assets. And that's where you come on the Real Estate Guys Summit at Sea, is because you'll learn how to produce assets, not work for money. Big difference in wealth.
And 21 years ago when we launched Rich Dad Poor Dad, number one, we had no idea it would be the wildly successful book that it's become today, but the message remains the same.
And the New York Times always has hammered me from the start, because they're what they call on the PhD standard. You know, they're like Bernanke and Yellen. They're PhDs, but they don't really have jobs. I mean, they're not real people. They're fake. And so they come up to me because I'm attacking the student loan problem. And they say, well, what would you do? I said, instead of getting into loan on student loan debt, I'd get into loan debt buying real estate. So let's say instead of paying $200,000 for a college education, I borrow $180,000 and maybe put $40,000 down on a fourplex, and the cash flow then pays for my kids' college education. And then I had Tom Wheelwright and Kenny McElroy verifying that that's what they do. So that said, once that duplex is paid off, you can have 400 kids and still be paying for their college education, whereas that student loan debt will never amortize on you. And the New York Times turned it down. And if you think about that, that's fake news. So the real estate guy, Summit at Sea, is we come for the real stuff. But if you want the fake, just watch CNBC, read the New York Times, and Money Magazine.
Well, it is always an honor to have these folks with us, and we appreciate them so much. How about a hand for Robert and Kim Kiyosaki?
Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Russell. Great job. And highly recommend the Real Estate Guys Summit at Sea. You got to be here next year.
And my final word is this. When you look up the word honor, what is the word honor? And there's different dictionary terms on the word honor. And the word honor, the definition is reciprocity. So the more you honor somebody, the more honor you get back, and the more honorable you are, it just gets back. So I want to thank the Real Estate Guys for after 21 years. You guys have always honored myself and the other teachers, and you guys are the most generous, spiritual guys. I mean, you bring your so-called competitors in here, and you teach kids, and you let us come in. You let me say what I want to say. And I really honor that. So thank you very much for being such honorable people.
It's a spiritual friendship. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you guys. How about a hand for them?
Thank you.
The Turn of the Real Estate Guys radio program. More when we come back from the 16th Annual Investor Summit at Sea.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Imagine listening in as two real-world apartment investing experts share their best ideas and strategies. Well, now you can. When you listen to the Old Capital Podcast featuring Michael Becker and Paul Peebles, you'll learn from two seasoned pros who funded and syndicated hundreds of millions of dollars in apartments. Each episode is chock full of expert advice, real-world wisdom, and interviews with real-life investors. For details about how you can listen to the Old Capital Podcast, send an email to OCP@realestateguysradio.com. When you do, we'll send you Michael Becker's personal due diligence checklist free of charge. Email your request to OCP, Old Capital Podcast, at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Harrington, an original shark from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. It is the 16th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. We've got a live studio audience. How do you follow up Robert and Kim Kiyosaki? My goodness. Well, how about with the gentleman who wrote a book that Robert suggested to us many years ago, and we went, whoa, this is crazy good stuff. I read The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I didn't get through it the first time. I didn't get through it the second time. But the third time, I actually read what Ed said as how you should read the book, and I tried that, and it worked, and it was amazing. First, it made me mad. Then it made me inquisitive. And then I didn't know how to feel about it. And I thought this guy would be some bitter, cynical guy that was all about tinfoil hat and oh my gosh. And then we had a chance to interview him on the show and learned quite the otherwise. Let's welcome the amazing G. Edward Griffin. Hi, Ed.
Hi. Hi. I am bitter, you know.
So really. Your book, this trip, was amazing. Chris Martinson stood up and said, I read this book and it changed the direction of my life. Russell Gray read the book, it changed the direction of his life. Robert Kiyosaki, so forth. You write words years ago and it has an impact. What's that like?
It's amazing. I've heard the phrase expressed a lot among the faculty here, the teachers, and that phrase is, I was more surprised than anyone else. Well, that certainly applies to me because I started to write this project. It was about a seven-year project, and I started off at ground zero. I knew nothing about banking or money. I thought it was a handicap. But since I finished the book, and I run into people who had MBAs, and they were teachers and bankers, and one lady who actually had a business advising banks, all of these high-level people, they came to me and said, I learned so much from your book. And I was amazed. I was afraid that I would have made a terrible mistake. But these people told me that having no information to start with was actually an advantage because I had nothing to unlearn, they said. So I didn't know that at the time. I just thought I was terribly inadequate for the job. And so I tell you the truth, Robert, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you before or not, but the project was so overwhelming to me and so huge that I actually had two very dark nights, as they call them. I had decided to give it up. It was too big for me. I just could never do justice to it, could never finish it, and so I gave it up. But there was something inside me that said, no, no, get back to this. This is too important. So I did go back to it twice, and so I'm glad I did. And all I can say is that when I first published the book, and I actually had it in my hand, I couldn't believe that this was a book that I had finished. And I thought, when I saw the truck pull up and dump all these this pallet of books in my front driveway, I didn't have an office at that time, so all the books went into the garage. I called my wife, Pat, and I said, Pat, come look at these books. I said, what have I done? I had no idea that anybody would want to read the bloody things, but they did. And to my amazement, it has, I guess we're in our 48th printing or something like that now, so we're off and running.
It's amazing. Now, what's interesting, Ed, is that when your book came out, it did challenge some of the paradigms. It wasn't common knowledge. If you were to ask 100 people on the street about the Federal Reserve, at least 100 of them wouldn't have any idea what you were talking about when the book came out. Mm-hmm. Today, there's been a little bit of an awakening with the interest of the young people and with the access to information. I don't think people are as surprised anymore as they once were. So we talked a lot about the future of money and wealth. What do people have to know today about this system, about the Federal Reserve, about the banks, the things you talk about?
Well, you're quite right, Robert. The attitude toward banking and toward Federal Reserve system in particular is quite elevated now. It's people are asking questions. But when this came out, no one knew about it. No one had any interest in it. They just thought, oh, the Federal, what'd you call that? Federal Reserve? Oh, that's something to do with the government, right? And that was fine because everybody knew then, as many people still know today, that, well, if it's the government, it's all taken care of. We don't have to worry about it. Well, anyway, that's the way it was then. Now, of course, it's not that way. Even Congressman Ron Paul had a couple of very successful campaigns. I think, frankly, he actually won the election if the votes had been counted correctly, but that's my little suspicion. I can't prove it. But nevertheless, he gained a tremendous amount of traction, as you said, among the young people, particularly the young people in colleges. Their eyes were open. They knew that they were being messed up in some way. And the whole idea that the banking system was stealing from them in a legalized fashion, that they were being legalized, plundered in some way, was it seemed like a very reasonable proposition to them. Now, the old folks, like me, they lived with the system so long, and we learned that we had the strongest currency in the world, this is the greatest country in the world, and we can trust our government. So it was harder to get this across to the older folks than it was to the young people. Well, so from then to now is a huge step in in awareness. And I see the continuation of awareness going to the point where, for the first time in my life, I actually think, as old as I am, I might see a tipping point arrive. I might see it actually myself, and that's a very encouraging thought.
Last year on the summit, we were just anticipating the first Red Pill Expo, which we'll have you talking about in a minute. And, of course, we came to that. Robert came to that. Lots of our summiteers came, and it was amazing. Bozeman, Montana, not exactly front and center for conferences. In fact, you guys took over the single biggest space that people could assemble in. And I remember talking to you, and you thought you'd maybe get a 100 or two. And there were nearly 700 people at event. How did that come about? And tell us what the whole Red Pill movement is about, Ed.
Well, we were looking for a way to communicate the ideas that concerned us. You know, there's something wrong out there, and everybody can see it. But a lot of people just don't want to talk about it because it's uncomfortable. It creates a fear that, well, what? Something's wrong in our system, then maybe I'm not secure anymore, and I don't want to hear it. So we were looking for a way to communicate the idea that there is something you can do about these things, but first you have to know about them. And we wanted to get past speaking to the choir, so to speak. So the idea came to me that if we could popularize it in some way, so it didn't sound so ominous and so heavy and all that, well, maybe we could attract more people. So I got to thinking that the movie The Matrix, the sci-fi movie The Matrix, I guess it's now almost 20 years ago, but it had a great allegory in the take the red pill concept, reject the blue pill, which kept you in your illusions, but take the red pill and break out of the matrix and see life the way it really is, even though it may not be so pleasant, at least now you're living in reality. So I thought, you know, that's really a good way of explaining everything, almost everything that we're talking about. So I thought, let's give it a try. Let's say, come take the red pill and see how many illusions there are out there in your life. And there are a lot of them. Once you take the first one, it's easier to see the second one. And so we gave it a try. And as you said, we thought there'd be a couple hundred people, and 600 or 700 people came from 12 different countries. And most of those people had taken at least one red pill. And they were kind of curious about others, and a lot of people came who hadn't taken any red pills at all, but they knew something was wrong, and that became kind of our theme. Why the Red Pill Expo? Because you know something is wrong, and let's find out what it is. Great success.
So successful, in fact, that you're doing it again in June, so the second, can we say annual Red Pill Expo?
Yes, we certainly are going to say annual. All right. Yeah, the second annual Red Pill Expo. I love that.
Has a ring to it.
Yeah, it has a ring to it. And it'll be in Spokane, Washington this year, June 22nd and 23rd. We already have a great lineup of speakers, and we're adding more as we go. Robert Kiyosaki definitely will be there. And, of course, I will be there. They'll have to put up with me because I'm the founder, so they have to listen to me. We're going to be about 20 real great teachers who are experts in their field. And it's going to be even better than it was the last year. So if anybody wants to see who these speakers are and what their topics are and information about the logistics of how to get to Spokane and all that sort of thing, our website, if I may mention that, is redpillexpo.net. And that'll get you to the page, and you can see all of the details for it.
You know, Ed, I know folks this week have had a chance to meet you, and who's had a table conversation or a dinner conversation or a hallway conversation, by round of applause with Ed and his beautiful wife, Pat. So great to have you guys here, and we've got the young people here. And you've been at this a while. We've been at it not that long, but we've got folks who are just starting out. What did you wish you knew? What would you go back and tell 25-year-old Ed that you know now? What wisdom for some of the young folks?
Oh, golly, wisdom. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's the kind of education you cannot get in school, as Robert and Kim have said so eloquently. Wisdom is that we have within all of us the power to understand that most of the great barriers in your life are not as great as you think they are, if you just overcome the idea that you're too little, You can, you know, we have a joke around our house. I'm too little for that. You know, like, I can't reach the upper shelf. Get rid of that idea. Get a step stool. Go up and get the bloody cereal box off of the top shelf. You know? Most of the great problems of the world, including something as complex you might think as the Federal Reserve System and all of that banking language, it's really simple when you get through it and you understand that it's really just a scam. That's all. It's a scam. Anybody knows a scam when they see it. But when they put up all of these barriers to understanding, they use a lot of highfalutin words, and they have institutions, and they drive around in limousines and everything, and think, well, these are very important and honorable people. You've got to clear your mind of all of that and look for the scam in so many things in your life. So that's the thing that just popped into my mind. I think there are a lot of other things that might even be more valuable. But the idea that you cannot deal with it is an obstacle that has been planted in your mind. You can deal with it. Not only can you deal with it, you can join with others, and you can change it. That's where the fun comes in.
How about a hand for Ed Griffin? Now back with us for his 10th pepper. That's a 10 out of 16 year summit tier. Please say hello to attorney Mauricio Raul. How are you?
Great, Robert. How are you doing?
You've been with us a lot. You've been with us with Ed a lot. And, of course, you come from a perspective which is helping to protect us beforehand. We want to make sure we're smart in what we do. But what are your takeaways? You've seen this thing evolve. You actually haven't come every year in a row. You had some babies in there. You had some business things in there. So you've been coming for a long time. What's on your mind?
I've been coming since 2005, so it's been quite a while. It's just amazing to see how the summit has grown and just hanging out with not only the faculty, obviously. I mean, the faculty is world-class, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second, but just the attendees. I mean, I learned so much more from the attendees, just having these great conversations in the hallways, great conversations at dinner, and just everyone with a huge thirst for knowledge and just wanting to absorb everything like a sponge. And it's just great to be in this type of environment. You just don't get that anywhere anymore. You know, we're used to being on the internet and social media and all that stuff, but to come to this environment, this amazing environment that you guys have created, is just an honor to be here, and thank you for creating such an amazing environment for us to hang out in.
Well, you bet. And you know, I want to talk about something that's kind of hit me in regards to you, and that is, Robert spoke about the fact that we invite our competitors to be with us. Russ and I don't see anyone here as a competitor. We have 16 different podcasters with us. That's the greatest thing. I wish it was 20. Because we can only reach so many people, and you guys can reach people, and they can reach people, right? You brought this time a brand new attorney who hasn't been with us before. So most people say, well, why would he bring some other attorney? What they don't know is that for years, you have helped us certainly navigate the legal waters. And when it's something that's right in your wheelhouse, like real estate syndication, you're our guy. But when it's not, you speak attorney, you can find the right guy. So just the abundance thinking of you saying, hey, I've got another attorney I'd like to suggest to come. I think that's pretty remarkable. How about a hand for that? And what did you guys think of Kevin Day, the attorney that Mauricio suggested to tag along with us? So tell us about that. You guys had a class today. We called it an introductory session. You know, no investor left behind. It was kind of an introduction to asset protection. And we had a little conference room, and we thought there might be a few people show up because it was early in the morning, and you packed the house. Tell us about that.
We packed the house. It was at 8 o'clock this morning after having a really good time last night with the tequila shooters and having just an amazing time. And I didn't think too many people would show up at 8 o'clock in the morning to talk to two lawyers and to talk about asset protection. I mean, are you kidding me? And lo and behold, there was, you know, 60, 70 people in the room. And again, with this thirst for knowledge, I mean, we did our spiel and then tried to open it up for questions, but like every hand went up, there was like 10, 15 questions, we just couldn't get to it. So just super humbled and super honored and super excited to have Kevin join us. I've known Kevin for, you know, 13 years now, I think, and you know, I've always worked with him very closely, and I just knew, and you guys can confirm this, but he's just a great culture fit, right? We've got a very special culture here at The Real Estate Guys, and I think Kevin plugs in extremely well into that culture.
Now, let's talk just a little bit about, you mentioned some key takeaways for the faculty. I'd love to hear those. And just the evolution, right? The world changes. This event has changed. We now come, and there's people who have been here year after year. We have people with 10 summits and 8 summits and 5 summits and 12 summits. Talk about that part of it.
It's like homecoming, right? So, I mean, we always joked about how, you know, again, it's the environment, right? You guys create such an amazing environment. And there's so many other events throughout the year that we all go to and we kind of all see. But there's a distinction between those who have been on the summit and those who have not. Because when you spend a whole week, or now 9 days, some of us, together, there's a level of relationship that you establish, and there's a connection that you just don't get when you're at a one-day seminar and you're just chit-chatting and, you know, how's the weather, how's this, and you get a little bit deeper. But when you're in this environment for a whole week, you just get so deep, and you actually get to talk about real things, which is really exciting.
Key takeaways from the faculty or anything you learned at the Future Money and Wealth or so far on the summit?
I'll tell you about my takeaway, but to me, it's just ridiculous. Here I am sitting, Sir Ed Griffin here, which is ridiculous. I mean, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, I mean, other than my family and Robert and Russ, probably nobody else has changed my life more than Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know. So having the ability to talk to him, to thank him, to interact with him. I mean, he led me to the Real Estate Guys, who led me to Tom Wheelwright, who I've become very close with, who led me to my wife. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you pinch yourself that you're in this environment. But now, for me, the biggest takeaway actually is a little bit weird because I'm an attorney. But for me, it was all about, and we've talked a little bit about it at the Future of Money and Wealth. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday when we were talking about oil and gas. But just the new tax rules, the new tax laws that have come up, and specifically this bonus depreciation. I mean, that is a game changer where you really need to start looking at investing in certain ways to maximize those tax efficiencies. A lot of us have issues with taxes. We pay too many, especially those of us in the wrong quadrants. And so just knowing that there's new rules out there that you can now go and invest in either real estate or oil and gas and get immediate deductions from day one is pretty incredible. So I'm still processing that whole thing.
Let's have a hand for Mauricio Raul. On the 16th Annual Investor Summit at Seymour, when we come back, plus we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Have you decided to invest in real estate but find you don't have the time to evaluate your options? Successful real estate investing takes expertise, market knowledge, and time. Many affluent investors with busy schedules choose to rely on real estate experts. They partner with proven teams with a successful track record. Four Peaks Capital Partners have created a system which allows accredited investors an opportunity to invest in undervalued assets. If you're an accredited investor looking for passive income, call 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME or visit privateincomeinvestments.com.
Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe, CEO of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. If you're listening to this, odds are pretty good that you're already a real estate investor, or at least becoming one. So why do you do it? Is it to hedge inflation, the tax benefits, or maybe it's to get your money away from Wall Street? It's because of these benefits and so many more that I created the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy. When you combine successful real estate investing with the perpetual wealth strategy, you have the recipe for what has helped the wealthy to establish their financial well-being for decades. You can download the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy today by clicking the Resources tab on the Real Estate Guys Radio homepage. Don't wait, go download it now.
Hi, this is Lawrence Yun, Chief Economist with National Association of Realtors, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. This week in the middle of the ocean, it's the 16th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. I barely have a voice, but it's a ton of fun. And before we get back to our interviews with the faculty, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize. If you know today's Real Estate Trivia question, just a minute, I'm going to ask you a question that has something to do with the place we're about to visit.
As soon as you think you know the answer, send us your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address, because if you're the winner, we're going to send you an autographed copy of Rich Woman by Kim Kiyosaki. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week, we didn't have a show because we were preparing for the future of money and wealth and the summit. The week before that, though, part of our series of profitable niches in real estate, which will continue after our summit shows. We had Gene Carino on the program and many of his students talking about assisted living, and we asked this: which U.S. state has the highest median annual cost of a private one-bedroom unit in an assisted living community? Well, according to the 2017 Genworth Financial Cost of Care Survey, it's Delaware, with an annual median cost of $72,180. Alaska's number two at $72,000 even. New Jersey number three at $69,732. By the way, the least expensive state is Missouri at just $32,400 per year. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. We're about to dock in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Here's what we want to know. Who discovered Puerto Rico? Yeah, way back when. Who was it that originally discovered Puerto Rico officially? If you know or want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address, because if you're the first person with the right guess, you'll win an autographed copy of Kim Kiyosaki's great book, Rich Woman. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're on the 16th annual Investor Summit at Sea with a live studio audience. Can you hear that sound? That's we're pulling up to the dock in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We've been at sea for a day and a half. We're finally going to hit land today. We're going to learn all about what's happening in Puerto Rico. There's a lot of opportunity here because of the hurricane, but also because of taxes. We're going to learn a ton. Many of you coming with us on the shore excursion, it's going to be extraordinary. We're going to visit Peter and Lauren Schiff's house. We'll talk to them on the next show. But right now, let's say hello to a couple more faculty members. Let's start with the author of Magnetic Capital. This is Victor Minaj.
Great to be here, Robert.
You know, you're a two-pepper guy, meaning that you came last year for the first year. And the first year you come on the summit, you're trying to figure it out. I mean, what is it about? But talk about the distinctions between year one and year two.
Well, one of the things that I really notice is that the caliber of the people here, I know it's been said many times before, but there's many of you here in the audience that are absolutely qualified to be here up on stage, and you're part of the audience. And just by interacting with everybody, it's making the experience rich for everyone, myself included.
Gosh, such a good point. And you know, one of the big highlights of the summit, as great as the faculty is, and as awesome as the panel discussions are, is every night we're at dinner with different folks. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. You know, when you break bread with people and you have deep discussion, it's amazing the level of intimate conversation where people are sharing things that are very deep, very personal in an environment. I mean, you never get that if you're at a Howard Johnson. That just doesn't happen, you know, but it's happening here on the Investor Summit at Sea. It's amazing.
All right. So let me ask you this. You have prepared, some ideas to share, but it moves, it changes. You've done some roundtable discussions, which are small format to opportunities to talk with folks, but also just casual conversation. And we talked this time about the future of money and wealth. What's on your mind about that?
One of the things that I see over and over again is a lot of concern around, obviously, the U.S. dollar, what's happening in the macroeconomic environment. I'm kind of taken back to something that I learned from my uncle back when I was 13 years old. And at that particular point in time, the Argentinian government was about to default on their debt. There was hyperinflation. And it looked an awful like what we're seeing today. And at the time, he said to me, Victor, what's wrong with this picture? And I said, well, it's devastating for the people because their savings are wiped out. And he said, well, what else gets wiped out along with savings? And he taught me at that time, I didn't figure it out, but he taught me, debt gets wiped out as well. And so what the problem is, everyone's on the field with their padding and their football helmet, and they think the game they're playing is football, but it's actually a different game. It's got a different set of rules. We're out there playing hockey. You're on ice. Yeah, you got chin pads, but it's a different game, and you're playing by the wrong rules.
All right, good stuff. How about a hand for Victor Minaj? Next week on the show, we'll meet more faculty members, but right now a gentleman is back for his fifth time. Let's say hi to Glenn Mather. How are you, Glenn?
Doing fantastic. Thank you, Robert.
It's always good to have you here. This time, a unique opportunity. You brought your daughter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you talk about a game changer. That's been phenomenal. I have four children, And Ashley is a registered nurse, 27 years old. And what kind of turned the light on to her and her interest is buying her first home. We're incredibly blessed to live in Orlando, great place to buy a home. And she said, I don't feel I'm equipped. How can I learn more? And like most dads, they listen to other people maybe a little bit more than they listen to you. And so what a great opportunity. She is absolutely drinking it all in. It's been fantastic. And I got to tell you that, you know, those times with Robert Kiyosaki were pretty special, too.
Yeah,
for her.
Absolutely. So you've been with us a lot, and you've been here when we've had just Robert, when we've had Robert and Kim, and when they've been here for a little while and a long period of time and all that. So it's always interesting because Robert shakes it up. We don't tell Robert what to say. He gets up and whatever is on his mind, and we all adapt to that. Tell us about some of that reality, just focusing on whatever is on top of mind, the conversations that happen, and then how you interpret what you learn.
Well, it's interesting because Robert talks a lot about the educational system and how we're taught and how dysfunctional it is. And I think it's a big shock to the system for all of us that have been through the normal educational channels to hear Robert speak, because it's challenging and it's deep and it's frustrating, because you can't listen to Robert without internalizing and say, there's so much I have to change. And that perspective is a sea of change for me. And to watch it, it's really interesting because I think the younger generation is actually more open to it than we have been in our generation. And it's great to see it play through my daughter.
Now, Robert talks a lot about real teachers. One of the things we appreciate about you is you don't just teach people how to invest using their IRAs and their retirement funds, but you do that yourself. And I know you're here with a lot of clients and a lot of folks that are thinking, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. Talk about what you do.
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, it's sort of a personal story for me. I worked in industry for 13 years with the typical 401k program, and you know, thank goodness it was there because it was the only way I could save. But when I learned that you could actually invest it outside the market, that really excited me. I found a bank that would do it, and then about 10 years later, I actually formed an institution that would do it. So my take on this whole thing is I don't tell what people to do. I tell them what they can do. They make their own choices. They make their own moves. The group here at Summit at Sea is obviously open to that. A lot of people want to take their 401ks, roll it into a self-directed IRA. They may want to go and buy something at a coffee plantation. They may want to buy resort property in Belize or in Central America. They may want to buy a single family home that's next door to them and rent it out. They could lend money. All of these choices are there, and their brokers aren't telling them that they can do this.
All right, good stuff. How about a hand for Glenn Mather? We're at the 16th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. I'm your host, Robert Helms, with a live studio audience. Oh my gosh, Russell Gray, I don't know about you, but I feel like a proud papa.
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, this is our 16th year, and when it started out, it was you and me and Bob, and we were the smartest guys in the room, and you know, the economic cycles taught us that we're not, and that it's not a good idea to be. So we've used this event over the years to attract the best and the brightest, and that's been great. And I think the people in the audience, the summiteers, the dinner conversations, so many successful people in business and in investing, just in life, you know, raising great families, having strong marriages, being leaders in their community. And for whatever reason, they're attracted to this event. And any one of them could be up here. And many of them actually through the panels did get a chance to get up on stage and share some of the wisdom. But, you know, maybe just call me an old man, and maybe I am, but I really do believe that getting together and not just trying to learn on the internet and YouTube and podcasts. And we love people listen to podcasts. That's great. But that's the start of a relationship. You know, it isn't, the relationship is formed spending time together. It's being in the same environment. It's enjoying each other's company and having a chance to get to know people on a human level. Because really, if you think about what an economy is, it's a collection of individuals who provide value to each other. And that value is exchanged in commerce. And right now, commerce has become so digitized, so automated, so institutionalized, and everybody's in exchanges, and people are just account numbers and vendors. But that's really not what an economy is. An economy is a community, and it doesn't have to be geographic anymore. It can be demographic. And really, that's what we've collected here, is we've collected a group of people from all over the world that are interested in pretty much the same things and learning more, and then they come here and they become part of a community. And even though we don't do business here, because this is about learning and networking. Ultimately, what happens is people find out about things that they can do and people they can work with, and deals get done, and that's okay too. You know, I think if the digital systems we all rely upon in daily life were to fall apart, I'm pretty confident that the people in this group would find a way to continue to work and do business together anyway, and we don't need any stinking internet to get that stuff done, you know what I mean?
On that note, next week we're going to hear from lots more of the faculty, and we'll tell you about the 2019 Investors Summit at Sea. Thanks to our studio audience for being here. We'll see you next week. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.